Immortal Inheritance, January 31. What shall profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It is the purpose of redemption, not only to blot out sin, but to give back to man those spiritual gifts lost because of sin's dwarfing power. Money cannot be carried into the next life, it is not needed there. But the good deeds done to win souls to Christ, the faithful investment of God's entrusted treasure, these are carried to the heavenly courts. Those who selfishly spend the Lord's goods on themselves, leaving their needy fellow creatures without aid, who do not advance God's work in our world, dishonor their Maker. Robbery of God is written opposite their names. Poverty is not a sin unless by recklessness men bring poverty upon themselves. And even then, if they repent, they will be pardoned. Those who have faith in Christ as a personal Savior, even though they may occupy a humble place in the world, are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ to an immortal inheritance. They have an insurance policy to eternal life. After enumerating the privileges of those who work on the plan of addition, constantly adding Christian attributes to the character, the Apostle Peter declares that God will work on the plan of multiplication, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here is our life insurance policy. Shall we not work on God's plan to secure it? Man is ever dear to the heart of God. The Creator of the world comes graciously near and still nearer to all those in every nation who receive Jesus as a personal Savior. That which is highly esteemed among men is abhorrent in the sight of God. Christ asks, "What shall profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" The poor rich man,